I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, January 28th. A snow emergency goes into effect in Quincy beginning today at 4 p.m. Parking will be banned on posted main roadways and allowed on the odd-numbered side of side streets only. Parking on permanent one-sided parking streets may continue. The Kilroy Square parking garage in Quincy Center will be free for parking beginning today at 4 through Sunday at 4. The city snow hotline will be available at 617-376-1927 for snow removal issues. And any non-life-threatening emergencies can be reported to the Emergency Management Department at 617-376-1470. Power-related issues should be reported to National Grid at 1-800-465-1212. And flood-related assistance may be reported to 617-376-1910. A Braintree man has been charged with attacking and robbing a man in Wollaston yesterday morning. Police say 34-year-old Jamal Elam attacked a 65-year-old man on Grandview Avenue near Lincoln Avenue at about 8:30 yesterday morning. The victim says he was knocked to the ground from behind after making a purchase at the nearby CVS. Elam is charged with stealing $3 and a silver money clip from the victim, then fleeing. The victim was treated for a cut above his eye. Officers scoured the area, and Elam was eventually arrested at Beale Street and Old Colony Avenue, where police say they did recover the victim's money clip. Elam was reportedly asking people for money outside of the CVS prior to the robbery. The victim says he gave Elam 70 cents. Elam is charged with unarmed robbery. Prosecutors said a 27-year-old Attleboro woman was arrested by police as an accessory after the fact following that deadly shooting inside the South Shore Plaza in Braintree last Saturday. 26-year-old Dejune Beasley of Dorchester was shopping inside a retail store on the main floor of the plaza when he was shot and later pronounced dead. Samantha Schwartz was taken into custody in Quincy yesterday. She's scheduled to be arraigned today in Quincy District Court on a single count of accessory after the fact of murder. A spokesperson said the charges are connected to actions that Schwartz allegedly took following the shooting. Reports from shoppers about gunfire near the Forever 21 store started coming in about 3 o'clock last Saturday afternoon. Both Braintree and state police are still investigating. The shooter remains at large. One of two men accused of stealing an entire ATM in Wayland and then bringing it to Braintree appeared in court yesterday. 22-year-old Darren Paul Pierre King is charged with receiving stolen property as well as breaking and entering. A Braintree police officer was working on overnight patrol yesterday when he saw the suspect and another man standing outside of a car near St. Catherine's Greek Church on Common Street. When the officer got closer, he spotted the ATM on the ground. Both suspects fled. Paul Pierre King ran on foot, was later found hiding in a nearby backyard. Second suspect took off in the car and has not been arrested. The ATM was reported stolen from a Wayland store early Wednesday morning. Paul Pierre King was arraigned yesterday. A judge set bail at $1,500. But approved the prosecution's motion to revoke bail in other unrelated cases. As a result, Paul Pierre King will be held until his next court case on February 25th. A Quincy woman being held on $25,000 cash bail after pleading not guilty to charges of filing a false health care claim and one charge of larceny during her arraignment in Norfolk Superior Court this week. A judge ordered 47-year-old Nicole Casamatis to be held. She's already being held on $1 million surety or $100,000 cash in a case the Attorney General's office brought in November in which she faces two counts of medical assistance fraud by a provider. The case indicted in December is the fourth brought against Casamatis. She's already on probation from cases brought in 2015 and 2018. Azimatis is the owner of Fortitude Counseling in Quincy. Prosecutors say she falsely billed Medicare for over $150,000 for services never provided. Azimatis was already on probation for medical insurance fraud during a portion of the time that she was allegedly fraudulently billing Medicare. She used that money for international travel, trips to Disneyland, baseball games, and to post bail in her two other cases. The family of Christopher McCallum is suing the city of Quincy, the Nickerson American Legion Post, and other parties for negligence and wrongful death after McCallum was assaulted outside the Post in Squantum in 2019 and later died. The suit filed in Plymouth Superior Court seeks a total of $8 million in damages. The lawsuit claims the city renewed the Nickerson Post's liquor license despite complaints that patrons at the Post were overserved the night McCallum was fatally struck. It also claims a police officer working a detail that night left early, and the Quincy police didn't properly investigate McCallum's death. The 44-year-old McCallum from Bridgewater was rushed to Boston Medical Center about 1 a.m. January 27th of 2019, where he was found bleeding and unconscious outside the Post on Moon Island Road. He died the next day after being taken off life support. In November, a jury found Matthew Potter of Weymouth guilty of involuntary manslaughter in connection with McCallum's death. The jury acquitted Potter on two counts of indecent assault and battery on a person over the age of 14. Potter was sentenced to serve 3 to 4 years in state prison. His brother, Stephen, accepted a plea bargain and was ordered to complete 80 hours of community service, complete anger management classes, and spend 2 years on probation as a result of fights that same night. The Potter brothers have a sister who's currently a member of the Quincy Police. Their father is a retired detective. The Quincy Police recused itself from the investigation, leaving it to the state. Matthew Potter is among the defendants named in the lawsuit brought by McCallum's family. Other defendants include the City of Quincy, the Licensing Board, the Nickerson Post, Police Chief Paul Keenan, Police Officer Christopher Bulger, and the remaining four members who were serving on the Licensing Board at the time. Two Boston firefighters suffered minor injuries battling a fire in a laundromat on Bowden Street in Dorchester last night. Owner of the business saw smoke at about 6:30 and called for help. Firefighters said all of the laundry equipment inside made it difficult to fight, and the flames spread through the roof. One firefighter had a back injury. Another sprained a wrist. Six people were inside when the building caught fire, but they all made it out okay. The cause is still under investigation. State Senate passing a $76 million COVID response bill this week focused on testing and masks. The bill aims to provide residents with greater access to tests, vaccines, and masks. Communities disproportionately impacted by the pandemic, as well as frontline workers. The funds allotted in the legislation are divided into several buckets, the biggest $50 million toward increasing the availability of and encouraging use of testing and vaccination throughout the states. The bill also allots $25 million for the purchase and distribution of high-quality masks, prioritizing education and healthcare workers. The House passed a similar bill. Now legislators will work toward a compromise. A check of business news this morning. Red arrows on Wall Street. The Dow down 7 points. The NASDAQ lost 189. The S&P fell 23. Global markets also fell ahead of data on U.S. employment costs that might influence Federal Reserve decisions on interest rate hikes to cool inflation. Dollar gained. The euro declined. Oil at almost $87 a barrel. In sports, Celtics are in Atlanta tonight at 7:30, and the Bruins are in Arizona at 9. The National Weather Service forecast for today, maybe a flurry, milder, high 35. For tonight, cloudy and cold, a low of 18. The nor'easter ramps up during the overnight hours with the heavy snow, high winds, and the potential for coastal flooding. The storm may bring blizzard conditions to the area throughout the day tomorrow, with total accumulations of anywhere from 18 to perhaps 24 inches. The storm will wind down late Saturday night and lead to a partly cloudy day on Sunday with a high 25, Monday partly cloudy and a high 31. Well, the boater waves about 2 feet, west wind gusting to 20 knots, high tide 7:11 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with the AM Quincy News Update for Friday, January 28th.